This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The Federal Communications Commission is getting tough with radio shock jocks like Howard Stern, but it hasn't done much about his counterparts on Spanish language radio. One reason, the FCC no habla español, and it hasn't been getting many complaints from listeners who do. NPR's Madalit Del Barco has this report.
Mornings in Miami on WXDJ 95.7 FM can be wild. So wild that even the theme song warns listeners to be prepared for strong content. The show is called The Morning Blast, El Vacilón de la Mañana. Hosts Enrique Santos and Joe Ferrero like to poke fun at current events. Favorite topics include Fidel Castro, Latino celebrities, and sex. Many of the listeners who call in seem to get a kick out of their act, like this caller who told them their show was the climax of her morning.
Wow.
Rico, mami.
Gracias, mi amor.
But not everyone is quite so amused.
You thought that Howard Stern was bad? Multiply that by 100, and that's how bad these other guys can be in Spanish.
Alex Nogales heads the National Hispanic Media Coalition, the group that once led a boycott of Stern's show after he made sexual remarks about the late singer Selena. Nogales says shows such as El Vacilón de la Mañana seem to be unregulated, and he blames station owners for trying to boost ratings with suggestive images and language he finds pornographic.
Spanish language radio, at its worst, is raunchier than anything that Howard Stern and all of those dirty guys have said on the air. When they're bad, they're so bad, and they think that they can do that because no one at the FCC is listening because they don't speak Spanish.
Most of them don't. Only 2 out of the 20 investigators at the FCC's Enforcement Bureau do speak Spanish, according to Bill Davenport, who is one of them. Davenport is chief of investigations and hearings. He says that tapes and transcripts sent to his division are translated by an outside service. But Davenport concedes that Spanish material was under the radar for many years, in part because so few people have filed complaints against the stations or shows.
We respond to complaints from listeners, and so if we haven't received a complaint about a broadcast, we generally don't investigate it. The on-air talent may think that the FCC doesn't care about Spanish language broadcasts, but we do care. It's something that we're looking at with increasing interest. We're hoping that we can bring sort of the same kind of indecency compliance that we're seeing now with the English language broadcasters to the Spanish language broadcasters as well.
In the last 18 months, the FCC has fined 9 radio and television stations for violating the agency's standards on decency. Not one was a Spanish language broadcaster, although they have been fined in the past. Davenport says the FCC is now taking a closer look at Spanish shock jocks, who he says have been flirting with the boundaries of decency.
Sometimes broadcasters will go as far as actually saying a lot of curse words just straight out, as opposed to taking the approach that I think a lot of English language broadcasters have done, which is to use euphemisms and double entendre. It seems like some of the Spanish language broadcasters appear not to fully appreciate our indecency rules.
Under FCC rules, broadcasters are not supposed to talk graphically about sex or bathroom activities until after 10 p.m., they're supposed to observe what the FCC calls contemporary community standards. But exactly what that means depends on the context, argue Enrique Santos and Joe Ferrero of Miami's El Vacilón de la Mañana. Ferrero says some of the words translate differently in different Spanish-speaking communities.
Some of them, you can say them in the air here in South Florida, and they wouldn't mean anything. In the contrary, if you could say those words maybe in Los Angeles, you'll have a problem.
For example, one common expression that's a harmless expletive for Cuban Americans is a profane reference to a part of the female anatomy in Mexican Spanish. And depending on which region you're in, the word bicho can either mean bug or the male sex organ. Joe Ferrero.
So that's the problem the FCC is going to have, because if they want to actually enforce the law in vulgarity in Spanish, and they actually have to classify what's the definition of vulgarity for Argentinians or Venezuelans or Puerto Ricans or Cubans, they're going to have a headache.
The jocks at El Vacilón de la Mañana have their own headaches. The FCC did levy a $4,000 fine against them recently, though not for indecency. It was for improperly recording a prank phone call they made to Cuba's Fidel Castro, pretending to be Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. And their employer now has a list of 21 Spanish words that are off limits for broadcast. Santos readily acknowledges that his show includes material about nymphomaniacs, prostitutes, and the like, but that unlike Howard Stern, he and Santos don't only focus on sex.
I don't think that our show is anything like Howard's. At time, we might be a little bit risky, and we might push the envelope a little bit without crossing the line, however. Always in good taste. We would never say anything on the air that we wouldn't say in front of our mothers.
Santos says that ever since Howard Stern went off the air in Miami, some listeners have switched to El Vacilón de la Mañana, making it one of Miami's most popular radio shows in Español. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.